if you can disarm the enemy enough for the house to come down, to get down to the strong man, the house is down. But there's still going to be some stuff that you're going to see and hate, and it's just going to be gone. It won't keep coming back. Sanctification is a work of the Holy Spirit, even if there's no house of the enemy in you, okay? It's the flesh. It's what you bought into, okay? So you could tear down a whole house, and some little demon could be hanging out somewhere just trying to bug you in your thinking or your thought. And remember, the house is a parable. God just uses that so you can see that he's made in our spirit a place for the dwelling of the Holy Ghost. Okay, but the enemy has counterfeited that place. The enemy has come in, if you let him and negotiate, to make his own place. And because you let him hook with your spirit, his place is going to take you to hell. And God wants his place totally removed. It's supposed to happen the minute you get saved. We just don't have the power of God moving in the area of salvation and the truth being preached. You know what? You don't see Jesus doing altar calls. You see him preaching truth, preaching truth, preaching truth. We worry so much about getting people up in numbers to make us look good that instead if we just preach truth, there would come a breakthrough and these houses would fall and people would have a real salvation experience and they'd really find God in a powerful way and we wouldn't be so concerned. See, we've got a lie that once saved, always saved. So we really focus on getting people to the altar. Getting people to the altar and they still go to hell is not that big of a deal to focus. What we need to focus on is let God do his work that people can be changed, sanctified, and the Spirit can do his work in them no matter what it takes on this journey. It's a process. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, okay? So don't get bogged down in this house concept, and that's all you can see is this little house with the devil in there. So if I do this, you know, if that's still happening, can all that, all right? This is just a parable to help you see that Satan's come in with his counterfeits and he's copying God in you. Let's stop his copying God in you. Let's stop his judging you. Let's stop his condemning you. Let's stop you being moved by fear. Let's tear down his work in you. And then if other stuff pops up, just undo it. You know, oh, there's no fear anymore. Who cares? Just go get out of here. All right? Can we understand that? Because I don't want to make some kind of new formula or tape or church of the undo the house, you know, the abolish the false house church on the left street. And you can't walk and live for God unless you come and have some abolishing of your house. I don't want you leaving here going, I'm perfect now, I'm perfect now, I'm perfect now. That house came down in me. Glory to God, I don't have anything. No. This is a process. We just want to bring down the false Father, Son, and Holy Spirit operating in your life to keep you bound. We want to do a fatal blow to pride and low self-esteem today. We want to all have our value back. We want to all recognize our dependency on the Holy Spirit. We want to be able to surrender self. And yes, Holy Ghost, you're going to keep working on us. You're going to keep showing us stuff. We're not going to go back to some house concept. Let me tell you this. You really bring these guys down. You really see how they're hiding out, the big boys. And they can't come back in unless you negotiate with them again. I mean, you've been negotiating up till a few days ago. So the house is there. Good and well. Painted, trimmed, you know. Hey, we got good siding on this one. Hey, this is a brick house, baby. We got the bucks for bricks now, you know. And remember the scripture about the house that's built? There's a house. If your house is built on the sand, when the storms come, it's going to crumble. If the house is built on the rock. Now let me tell you about that house. That's the house that God really wants to build. That's the house that you come in agreement with. That's not a house you're being tricked on. That's a house where you say, God, I want it built on the gospel. I want everything to be real. And when the storms come, it shows you where you're really at in the house that God's building. Okay? Because the devil's not going to send storms to tear down his house. He's going to send you storms to tear down the house that you're letting the Lord build because you're building it on falsehood. And I was talking to someone else last night. We won't put their name on tape. And but they were accused of something that didn't happen. Like you were accused. Now who is our advocate? Jesus. Jesus is our advocate with the Father, who's the real judge. Okay? So Jesus makes intercession on our behalf. But if Satan's going to counterfeit that, he's going to give a false advocate. He's going to give someone that's counterfeit to come in and say, oh, I'll take care of you. I won't let anyone know that you're this bad, or I'll take care of fixing this for you. Because when you take in a false advocate, you believe the false judge. When the false judge, if it's your mother, if it's your father, if it's a teacher, if it's somebody who you love and respect, and they say, why are you so bad? Why did you do this? Why did you hurt your brother? I know you. You're awake. You're not asleep when you're scared of your father. Then the spirit that you befriend to be your advocate, who says, I'll defend you. I'll take care of this for you. Basically, you buy into the lie. I won't let anybody know that you're really this bad. I won't let anybody know. We'll keep it a secret. Here, I'll help you lie. Here, I'll help you cover it up. See, that little evil thing, that evil kid thing. That evil kid thing, some people take on. Man, we're getting a lot of stuff. But some people, there's like a split personality thing. There's a thing where you do things you don't want to do. And it's not you, and it's driven. It's an evil thing. It's just this evil, like, where did that come from? What it is Satan begins to tell you through somebody that you're evil. And you begin to make an alliance with the enemy to cover it up, which is the same as agreeing I am evil. And then that part of your personality, that part of you that was hurt, begins to act out that evil. And this other thing covers it up. Covers it up with jokes. Covers it up with, I'm just kidding. Covers it up with whatever. You see what I'm saying? And so there's a false advocate. And so in some of your situations, you need to see where did the enemy counterfeit the Holy Ghost? See, these houses can't be built unless there's a counterfeit of the Godhead. Condemnation. Accusation. False judgment, lying and manipulation to cover up. See, the truth is, you didn't need that advocate. Because even if you did hurt your brother and you were 4-year-old, you're just a kid. And even if Satan did put something in you from hurts earlier, and that something in you caused you to have a little bit of a desire to hurt someone because of jealousy or insecurity, it still wasn't who you are. It still wasn't who you are. Can you get that? It's who Satan told you you were, and you bought the lie. You're saying, well, Cindy, are you saying that people are basically good? I'm saying people are absolutely good in the likeness of Christ, but it's in the sin and the fallen nature and buying into Satan as the creator that the bad comes in. But we can't get rid of that bad that will come in except through the blood of Christ. And then he gives us a new start. And in our new start, his spirit's one with our spirit. And he keeps those lies out. So I can become who he says I am. And these houses will continually collide against the house that God's building. In other words, the devil's lies will continually hit against the truth that God's placing in there. You have to kind of get out of the house thing. Okay? Do you kind of get it now? So all you have to see is, where did I buy into a lie and negotiate it with the enemy and made him God in my life? And if there's a blockage, Lord, what was I so scared of? I'm willing to face it now. I'm willing to forgive. I'm willing to know it was the devil who did it. I'm willing to realize I'm not as bad as the enemy. I'm not even bad. I'm not who the enemy said I was. So therefore, I don't need a false advocate. I don't need some spirit to come up and defend me against something that's not even true. Because every time he rises up to defend you, because it's counterfeit, he really makes you feel lousy. He'll make you cry when you shouldn't be crying. He'll make you not able to feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And one thing about a false advocate to different degrees, and I was talking to Carrie about this, I think what you did is you took something in to say, I'm not bad. I didn't do that. I didn't mean it. I'm not bad. And I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen to that anymore. And then we said, that's right. You're not bad. That's right. You don't have to listen. I'll take care of you. I'll make sure that nobody tells you you're bad anymore. I'll make sure that nobody comes in and tries to change you. And then, boom, there's a wall against the Holy Ghost. Can't hear conviction. Can't be changed in likeness of Christ. Can't face that Satan has done these horrible things in my life so that I can get rid of it so that I have a self that I want to give back to God? I know this stuff is deep. I'm sorry. It's just when you talk, it's only by the anointing you're going to get this. But do you get what I'm saying? And I just really believe that that's your thing. That it hurts so bad to be accused that you took in something to never be accused again. And not even accused, to never be dealt with again. And therefore, the Holy Ghost can't do his job in your life. And then you're setting target to feel rejected by God. You're a sitting target to fall back into sin. See, it's one thing to read the word and to know the word says don't do this. But folks, without the Spirit and the conviction of the Spirit, it's legalism. And you're going to find out you cannot live up to the law except by the Holy Spirit in you, working in you and changing you. So it's very, very detrimental to have a counterfeit that you took in to protect you from dealing with areas that God might want to deal with you. There's no magic formulas for bringing this stuff down. If you realize it's still going on in you, don't get upset. Don't give up. Just say, devil. It just means that the strong man of lies is still stronger in me than the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to believe God. I'm going to cast out imaginations. I'm going to starve these devils. Do you know what I'm saying? Just do it. Quit moaning about it. Quit calling me. And that's okay if you call me, but don't call crying about, why doesn't it work for me? And this and that. It's got to work for you. Get some faith. You're no exception. You're not so horrible, lousy, and messed up that the blood can't fix you. It's prideful to think that you're too messed up to be fixed. Just recognize. From today on, recognize. It's still there because the strong man in me is still stronger than the Holy Ghost in me. So I need to cast that junk down, disarm that enemy, and let God have his way in me. Spend more time. Go after the things of God. One other thing I was talking to Laurie about, and some of you too in deliverance. If you took on control as a coping mechanism for these other things not to show up, what happens? The strong man in me is still stronger than the Holy Ghost in me. So I need to permission to be there, jumps in there, and now you're not going to cry, or you're not going to manifest, you're not going to do anything, and all of a sudden, you could be right close to a deliverance, and now you can't get it. When Justin had this real anger thing, what had happened? We're talking anger, we're talking like go to jail kind of anger, okay? He was so scared of killing someone. And I'm talking about real spirits. We're not playing here. And he knew that he had the capability of killing someone because he had those demons in him. So instead of taking it to God, he took on control. So like, I can control this. And so he would flip into control to stop himself from going into a rage. So when we would go to call this demon of anger out or murder, he was scared that he would kill me. So he would automatically have control come into the picture. Do you see what I'm saying? And then we couldn't get to that devil. Every time we get close, boom, control would come in there. And so Father said, what is wrong with you? What is it in the way? He said, I know that I'm scared I'm going to hurt you. And my whole life I've been scared I'm going to hurt my mom or hurt my sister. And so I learned to control this thing, which is a lie. One day it's going to put you in prison. But his thinking was, so he befriended a spirit called control, not self-control, that's a fruit of the spirit, but control to not hurt the people he loved. So when I would go to call this thing out, he would begin to have thoughts about what if this tries to hurt her? Do you see what I'm saying? So he had to get faith that it couldn't hurt me because of God, not because of him. I'm not, you know, if I'm taking the devil out of you, I'm not trusting you. It's not, I'm not going, oh, God, you know, oh, please, you know, don't hurt me with this. Because I know when this thing starts to come to surface, you might not know what you're doing and you probably won't know what you're doing. I've got to know that I'm in God's perfect will. I got to know that I'm covered by the blood. I've got to know that you can't do anything. And anyone who's seen me take out mean demons, they've never touched me. You've watched them hit around me. You watched them cursing me. You watch them stomp and storm. You've watched them scream and do all these things, but you've never seen them hurt me.